Somebody said that there are two kinds of people who doesn't say much. Those who are quiet and those who talk a lot. In our gospel today, Jesus reminds us when to keep quiet and when to say something, especially as regards to, sometimes we call it fraternal correction, sometimes we call it fraternal reminders. Reminders, because sometimes the word correction is so strong for us, we don't want to be corrected. But also, Jesus encapsulated the way of fraternal correction and the reason behind it with that last verse in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 18, when he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." In Jesus, we say that Jesus is with us, between us, and among us. I'd like to give that a short reflection on why we say Jesus is with us, among us, and between us in the concept of fraternal reminder. Within us, you know, the truth is sometimes hurtful. People say, "I would rather be hurt by the truth than be comforted by your lies." And that is true. Because there is so much within us that in the spirit of winning the brother towards the light, we have to tell the truth. And the truth hurts. I would rather experience the agony of the truth rather than continue to experience a continuous agony in a guessing game. Who am I really? What are the things that I do, I say, my mannerisms, my habits, my character that is hidden to me, that others see, but I don't see? God is between us. You see, there is that very powerful image that says, when you face the light, your shadow is behind you. When you turn your back to the light, your shadow is in front of you. We all have to face the truth. We have two choices. We can accept them and be free, or we can deny them and agonize and still continue doing the wrong things in our life. Last point, Jesus is amongst us. Sometimes we just need to listen. Listen to others, listen to God, even listen to life itself. In our gospel today, Jesus is teaching a simple, you know, reality can tell us, you don't give aspirin to someone who has cancer. Sometimes we say the truth. It's difficult to say the truth, but we have to say the truth, and somebody has to tell the truth to the other person. But remember, we don't say the truth, we don't want to remind the person, to correct the person, just for the sake of correcting him and putting him down or putting her down. The reason behind is we want to win the brother to the light. We are concerned. It is a fraternal correction done out of love. The technique is very simple. If we're going to correct somebody and we're not going to do it out of love, don't do it. There are more chances that it will make the relationship worse or the other person will get angry with you. The challenge, my brothers and sisters, in our gospel today is very simple. That we make presence a felt reality of God. That God is real with us, between us, and among us. And that we may experience the empowering of God amongst us. That He is with us. That He empowers us. That He enables us. And for that, our prayer is this. Lord, remind me of your loving presence within me, between us, and amongst us.